the rest of the story. Christmas 1914. Adeline Carr was 6 years young, and her grandfather was Santa Claus. Well, not really, but the stout old gentleman with the rosy cheeks and the snow-white whiskers and the hearty laugh had, without ever asserting as much, utterly convinced little Adeline that he was the fellow in the familiar Christmas poem. And as I say, it was Christmas time, 1914. Adeline and her brother took the train from New York, their year-round home, to Claysville, Pennsylvania, where they would spend the holidays on grandfather's farm. A light but steady snow was falling when the old man met them at the depot, and from the appearance of the white blanketed countryside, it had been snowing for some time. But Grandpa helped Adeline and her mother into his sleigh, and with a snap of the reins, the horse hitched up to it, started them off on their winter journey. With the excitement of being here and the approach of Christmas Eve, Adeline snuggled under a heavy blanket, scarcely noticing that it had begun to snow harder, that the wind had begun to blow harder. "We'd better take a shortcut," Grandpa told his passengers. That was the first time the little girl had ever heard a trace of concern in the old man's voice. But anyway, Grandfather tugged the reins to one side, and Mike, that was the horse's name, Mike plodded off across the seemingly endless open spaces. They were about halfway home, best as Grandpa could figure, when the swirling whiteness swallowed up the world. I mean, no visibility in any direction. No way to tell where they'd come from or where they needed to go, and so they stopped. Grandfather put the reins over the whip, and he climbed in back with his daughter and granddaughter. There was nothing left to do now except one thing. And Adeline's mother did that. She prayed. She prayed that somehow an angel would find them in the snow and bring them safely home. She prayed it out loud so that God would hear her, even over the howling wind. And when she had come to the end of her prayer, the very moment that her voice was silent, Mike the horse lurched forward into the white nothingness. I mean, on and on and on under the slack reins. He pulled the old sleigh. The blizzard was buffeting them violently now, and the temperature was plunging. If Mike stopped this time, Adeline knew they would all die, and her mother and grandfather knew it too. But Mike kept on struggling through the roaring, tearing wind and the deepening snow, and after what seemed like hours, Grandpa's red barn appeared before them, and now they could see Grandma, worried, waving from the front porch of the old farmhouse. Following the flood of relief and the joyous greetings and the tight embraces, there came the happiest Christmas holiday any of the family could remember. The Christmas Adeline Carr came to believe in guardian angels. Because, you see, as Grandfather dared not relate until later, between the spot where they'd stopped and the safety of the farmhouse, in between was a deep, wide ravine with only a very narrow, unrailed bridge crossing it. And both the gorge and the bridge had utterly vanished in the blizzard. That means that one false step of the horse's hoof and they all would surely have plunged into oblivion. But once upon a winter time, an angel took the reins. And Adeline, in gratitude, would never, ever forget the rest of the story.